Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark. Hope your Monday is off to a great start. So while Mark enjoys some time off, a nice trip to Italy with some listeners, actually, we have Scott Jagow filling in for me. So, Scott, thanks for being here.
I am happy to be here, and I'm sure Mark is happy to be in Italy.
He did. You know what? He texted me at like 9 o'clock last night as I was going to bed, and he said, hey, thank you so much for giving me some time off and filling in.
That's one place in Europe that I have not been that is high on my list.
Same. Italy, Greece, those are places I would just love to go. I've gone to Spain and France and England and Belgium, some really, really cool places. But Italy, just the pasta, and I love pasta, if you can't tell. The
and
wine, love, right? Red wine, white wine.
Every corner has gelato.
Ooh, I forgot about gelato. I trust Mark's going to eat plenty of that.
That's why he gave up carbs for the month before, so he could make up for it now.
Yes. Every time Mark would come in from a commercial break, he would be chewing a new piece of gum. I'm like, Mark, how many sticks of gum have you gone through this morning? He's like, well, it stops me from eating carbs because for a commercial break, we might want to run to the kitchen and grab some more food because we're known to eat ice cream and pasta at like 6 a.m. So he would just chew all these sticks of gum to try to stop himself from eating the carbs.
It's not a bad strategy. I'm going to have to try it myself.
I know. There's actually a pack of gum right here next to me. So I take it that that was what was left over from Mark this week. So I'm happy to be here. Thanks for listening this morning, whether you're listening on the radio or maybe you downloaded the Odyssey app. You're tuning in on Facebook, X. We're live both of those places. We've got the video up and rolling. Me, Scott, and Carl, of course. Sue is keeping an eye on the roads. We've had some issues this morning because of the rain that moved through the area. It's really dry now looking outside the window at our studio downtown. But man, I woke up to the thunder overnight, and we had some tornadoes that sadly ended with people dead in Oklahoma. I believe one person died in Iowa. So she's keeping a tabs on how any of the rain, the storms we had here in the St. Louis area have affected the roads. And sadly, there have been several crashes. So we've got a lot going on today. We have Antony Blinken. He is in the Middle East right now trying to convince Israel and Hamas to take a ceasefire deal. And he's saying that Israel has to do more to boost humanitarian aid to Gaza. That's been the message from the Biden administration. So waiting to see if there's any sort of press conference from him. So we're keeping an eye on that. Just a lot going on. Protests across the country, these pro-Hamas protesters, including right here in St. Louis. So we're going to get to all of that. But first, let's get to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Do you think that Hamas should release the U.S. and Israeli hostages?
To be honest, I think that's like a little bit of a, I don't know, I'm not sure I agree with the framing of that question.
Explain that to me. How does the framing of the question make any difference? That was one of the guys who was protesting with all the other crazies at Washington University over the weekend. Give me a break.
Look, there are some great things about DEI, but it's not all roses. And I think we need to take a look at it and we need to sort of do some rejiggering because it's gone too far. It's become a religion.
Thank you, Don Lemon. Can you believe it or not? He was talking to Bill Maher, and he even admits that this diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense has gone too far.
The president clearly needs some kind of immunity, or he'd be in court all the time.
I can't with Mitch McConnell. Doesn't think that Trump, or any president for that matter, should be immune, have any immunity. No.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Well, that caught a lot of people off guard. That was Joe Biden doing a surprise interview with Howard Stern. Of all people, I don't think many predicted that Howard Stern would be the one to interview the president for, I think it was like over an hour or something like that.
He gets interviews like that.
I was surprised. I'm like, really, of all places? And then Joe Biden goes on to say that he will debate Trump. He says, I just didn't know when or where. I question that. I think he just said that. I heard that this interview was scheduled like 10 days prior to him actually doing it, that no one really knew. So I question if that was understood by his campaign that he was going to say that. Because do any of us really believe that Joe Biden is willing to debate Trump?
I think it'll be held on a rainbow in outer space.
The unicorns will be the ones moderating that debate.
Exactly.
I mean, even Trump, you know, comes out on Truth Social and was like, yeah, you name the place, you name the time. He's like, heck, I'll debate him this week. But he's like, this just isn't going to happen. I think that Joe Biden knows that his supporters and those who are against him, that they expect him to debate. They find it odd. They know that the administration has been trying to hide his age because anytime he gets up there, even if he is scripted, he'll read things like, 4 more years, pause. You never know what that man is going to say. He's senile at this point or borderline. So I just have to wonder what their reaction was listening to that soundbite. He said of like, yeah, I'll debate him. They're going to come up with some nonsense reason, like I joked the bird flu earlier. They're going to say he's contracted the bird flu and that we all need to stay in our homes and therefore they can't do a debate.
I just had a weird thought in my head that I'd love to see a debate between two presidential candidates at a bar drinking beer.
Oh, my gosh.
Neither of them drink.
Joe Biden could have a warm glass of milk.
I know they don't, but I'm just, this is a hypothetical.
Okay. I mean, even if there's a CNN poll that came out over the weekend that gave Trump his biggest lead yet. So it says that Trump's at 49%, which is 6 points ahead of Biden, who's sitting at 43%. And that's when they're polled head to head. If you add in the third party candidates, so RFK Jr., Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, who, by the way, was arrested over the weekend at Wash U for protesting, and then Cornel West, when they're added into the mix with this poll, Trump's lead over Biden grows to nearly double digits, which is surprising to me because I think so many people thought that, for example, RFK Jr. was going to pull more votes away from Trump. But it's had the opposite effect. And I think a lot of that has to do with him choosing Nicole Shanahan as his VP. She's very progressive. I think that, you know, RFK Jr. already has a lot of progressive ideas that I cannot get behind. And then you partner that with her. I think that was a mistake.
Well, I think history has shown that the independent candidates, and they're generally kind of on the left, they're the ones that get votes from the Democratic candidate. So taking away votes from the Democratic candidate, not the Republican candidate. That's usually how it works.
It's going to be interesting. But it also surprised me that according to the CNN poll, Kennedy is at 16%.
That's high for
it's
an independent.
It's high. I know. I think people probably are, some people are sick of Trump, and that's why they're maybe looking at RFK Jr. But then I think they look at Biden and, quite frankly, they're thinking, can the guy survive, like live on this earth for another 4 years?
But the conservatives who might be tired of Trump, are they really going to switch to somebody so far on the left?
No, and I don't think so. I think that there were a very small group that were maybe going to switch because they were so tired of Trump's rhetoric or whatever. But I would argue you have to vote policy. That's what's most important. That's what is ultimately going to affect your family and my family. I get annoyed by things that Trump says, too, but that's not what matters most. What matters most, again, are the policies that affect every single one of us. Our pocketbooks, our feeling of safety with this crazy open border. It's insane. Still to come this hour, we have Brian Westbrook coming up at the bottom of the hour. He is the executive director and founder of Coalition Life, talking about the kind of conversation you can have in a constructive way to people who are very far on the pro-abortion side. We also were giving away Stevie Nicks tickets at about 7:45, but after the break, it's Real or Fake News with Carl Middleman.
Follow Mark on Twitter at MarkCox971. It's only scary because it's true. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It's time for the Real or Fake News quiz. We do this every Monday around this time. It's a game where I give the three people in the studio headlines and they tell me if they are real or fake. Last week, Kim had 4. Ethan, who is not here, had 2. Mark, who also is not here, had 1. So, Kim, you are our returning champion. You have won 8 this year. Mark has won 4. But we have our newsman, Scott Jagow, here, and our assistant producer, Drew Young, who knows a lot of these stories that I'm going to tell.
Great.
But not on purpose. Not no, okay. He doesn't know. No. It's not that he knows them.
You're setting me up to lose, Carl.
Yeah.
It's not that he knows them. It's just that's where Drew lives.
He lives in that world.
So, Kim, since you are our returning champion, let us begin with you. Real or fake, Kim? iPads do not have the calculator app built in.
I'm going to say real.
Scott Jagow.
No. I'm going to say fake.
Drew Young.
Oh, man, I was hoping they agreed. I'm going to go real.
It is real. The new OS will finally put the calculator app on the iPad.
Well, then that means it will be there.
But it doesn't have it currently.
Okay.
You have to do your own.
Semantics.
See, now he's doing the Mark thing.
Carl's a big semantics guy.
He's doing the Mark thing. Scott Jagow, real or fake? 2 million bottles of Perrier have to be destroyed after testing positive for a bacteria of fecal origin. Is that real or fake?
Well, that's disgusting is what it is.
Yes.
Man.
Real or fake?
Real.
Drew Young.
So what was in the bottles?
A bacteria of fecal origin. Perrier water.
Oh, it's water? I'll say real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say fake.
Is real. 2 million bottles had to be destroyed.
Let's go.
I don't know how you test for that. Because you'd have to open up one of the bottles to find out, and I don't know. But okay. It's real.
FDA, maybe?
Drew Young, real or fake? The less money you make, the much more likely you are to live farther from work.
The less money you make,
you're much more likely to live farther from work. Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
Kim St. Ange.
Fake. Fake. Final answer.
You would think it would be fake. We've had 2 true ones. So I'm going to go true.
It's fake.
Ah,
let's go.
We all try to strategize like that.
It's not about whether you think it's real.
So this
game
is
definitely not about whether you think it's real or fake.
It's like high school.
It is playing against the other people.
It's like I voted. I circled the C 3 times, so now it has to be A.
Mm-hmm.
I used to use that method. It did not go well.
It actually jumped up 10 miles in 2019, 27 miles at the end of 23. So more people. If the more money you make.
Yeah, I would think it'd be the opposite.
Yeah. because you're rich and you move farther
away. But I'm just
away.
Playing against my opponents.
Yes, as you should.
Well, I'm Kim playing Saint to win, so. Yeah.
Kim Saint Ange, an art museum employee, was fired for secretly hanging his own art on the wall. Real or fake?
I can say real.
Say it one more time.
An art museum employee was fired for secretly hanging his own art on the wall. Real or fake?
I'll go fake.
What's the score? I'm gonna say real.
And you said, Kim?
I said real.
It is real.
Oh my.
It was in Germany. Baby. Wow, Drew. And we have
you
to
right.
stop.
You called it.
Yeah, here you go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Winning.
Take your bow. Take your bow.
Drew Young wins.
Wow.
4-3.
You just piggyback. I was going to say ponytail. That's not right.
You
ponytailed.
Well, I figured.
You just piggybacked off what I said.
I figured you
it's
won
okay.
the most.
You
so.
Can follow a champion. I get it.
Hey,
it's the greatest for. It's the greatest form of flattery.
See, I have two more days of this, so I'm hustling
yeah,
you guys.
Good luck.
Congratulations, Drew.
Thank you.
I guess.
Thank you.
I'm not a sore loser at all. Just a wee bit competitive. All right, coming up when we get back, it is Brian Westbrook, the executive director and founder of Coalition Life, talking about one of the last lines of defense for women who are about to go get an abortion.
The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
Welcome back. I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark. I'm excited to have Brian Westbrook in studio with us this morning. He is the executive director and founder of Coalition Life, a fantastic pro-life organization doing so much work in our community to protect the unborn. And I wanted to invite him in this morning because they train what are called sidewalk counselors, and they're really the last line of defense for the unborn. So, Brian, thanks for being here this morning.
Well, it's an honor to be on the show nice and early on this rainy morning, and we're glad to talk about these important issues.
Because really, this is the last week where people are able to try to gather signatures to get abortion enshrined into the Constitution.
Yeah, here in Missouri, they're trying to put on the ballot a late-term partial birth abortion ballot initiative that wipes away all parental protections. It wipes away the 50-plus pro-life laws on the books and all the different protections for women who are getting any kind of reproductive health, whether it's abortion or anything else. And so, this is the very last week on May 5th. They need to turn these signatures in, and they need 172,000 statewide. And we're going to try and educate the people so that they can think twice before signing this petition.
And I know you have radio ads, other things going, trying to get the message out before people might encounter one of these people and sign this awful petition. But really, the main reason I wanted to talk to you this morning is because those of us who are very pro-life, it can be really hard when you're talking to somebody who is very in favor of abortion. And it can emotions when they're involved, you can say things that really aren't constructive and actually can do more harm. Right. They're not good about leading the person to maybe see the other side. So you train what are called sidewalk counselors. What is a sidewalk counselor?
Yeah, sure. A sidewalk counselor is someone who goes out actively to an abortion facility and talks to the women and men going into these abortion facilities. Our main crew is over in Fairview Heights, Illinois, right across the river. And, you know, we talk about there being no more abortions in Missouri, but literally right across the river, there is two abortion facilities, the largest of which is the Fairview Heights location. And women are coming from Kentucky and Tennessee and Indiana, and they are all coming into either Fairview Heights or Carbondale, Illinois, to get their abortions. We see Illinois has increased the number of abortions by over 20% in, you know, post-Dobbs. And so a sidewalk counselor is about providing real, tangible resources. It's not necessarily the old school way of, you know, protesting and yelling and screaming. You know, there's lots of protest about all kinds of things. What this is about actively going out and giving her real tangible resources. We had a client come all the way from Indiana to the Fairview Heights abortion facility, and she spoke French, and she was paid by the abortion facility to get there, but they wouldn't pay her way home unless she went through with the abortion, right? And so she wants informed consent and all these things, and instead, she was, you know, in a sense, coerced to do this. And so our sidewalk counselors were able to work with her, translate, and ultimately help her to get back home once she chose life. And then obviously throughout the entire 9 months and beyond, trying to help her to get back on her feet.
And that's a misconception. People think that the pro-lifers are just wanting to help the woman choose life. They want to force her in their mind to choose life. And then it's like, oh, forget you after you have the baby. And that's just not it at all.
No, not at all. I mean, in the state of Missouri, there are 75 different pregnancy centers, not to mention the hundreds of other agencies are actively helping these women.
Yeah.
The people of Missouri are putting their money where their mouth is. I mean, millions of dollars are being poured into, you know, these families who want to lift up and support life. I'm also on the board of directors of Birthstone. We provide housing to these women and their children after they choose life. So it's a whole thing to continue to help them.
When it comes to the kind of conversation that you train your sidewalk counselors to have, what are the kinds of things that you have found to be the most effective?
Well, I think one of the things that we don't know and a lot of, well, I would say it, one of the things that women don't know is that many of these pregnancies end in miscarriage. About a third, unfortunately, a third of all pregnancies do end in a natural miscarriage. And what happens is when they go into these abortion facilities, they're not actually checking if these are viable pregnancies. They're not doing an ultrasound. They're not dating these things. Many times they, you know, they call up on a phone, they get pills sent to them, or they order them online. And so what we want to do is first and foremost have them pause and see if this is a viable pregnancy, and let's take a look at this baby on ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
And also very dangerous with the whole chemical abortion thing is this might be an ectopic pregnancy as well. And if you're not doing an ultrasound, you cannot catch an ectopic pregnancy. That puts her in even greater risk of complications, hemorrhaging, and even death
mm-hmm.
as part of that. And so we want to get them in to see that picture of their baby, to have an ultrasound, to make sure it's a viable pregnancy first and foremost, and then have a really important conversation with them beyond that. But what happens on the sidewalk is just a matter of having them pause and think twice.
Yeah. And letting them know there are resources, I would imagine, because I think a lot of people, like we were talking about earlier, just simply don't realize that. How have those conversations gone? Generally speaking, do a lot of women change their mind?
Yeah, at Coalition Life, we have about a 1% turnaround rate is what we call it. And so we have 100 conversations, whether they're leaving the abortion facility or going in, and about 1% of these clients will ultimately turn around, choose life, and give birth to that child and, you know, basically build an entire family that we can help them with all through the 9 months and beyond.
And saving any life, one life, is
one life,
something to celebrate.
Right? But yeah. Since our founding, Coalition Life, we've seen over 4,000 turnarounds at these abortion facilities. We're now in Fairview Heights, Carbondale, up in Chicago, and now out in Kansas City. We're expanding nationwide.
I wanted to get your take on this whole defunding Planned Parenthood here with the Missouri House and Senate voting to defund, which essentially means they can't use Medicaid funds. A lot of people are like, well, you know, there's not even an abortion clinic, a Planned Parenthood that's performing abortions in Missouri. So this is ridiculous. What's your response to that?
Well, I think it's all the entire, it's the same organization. The exact same organization who runs Planned Parenthood here in Missouri is the same one out of state, whether it's Kansas City or in Fairview Heights, Illinois. It's the same exact organization who's profiting from these abortions. And so we need to be able to defund these organizations who are taking the lives of these little innocent children and also lying to our daughters and to the women here in the state of Missouri.
If people listening right now are feeling a tug to want to get involved, maybe themselves become a sidewalk counselor, how can they do that?
Yeah, just go to our website, coalitionlife.com. We got a lot of information about how to volunteer. If you feel a little anxious about going out to the abortion facility, we have full-blown training. And also, you can come out and simply pray. Praying for an end to abortion, whether it be at home or out at the abortion facility, is critically important to bring the voice to the voiceless out there where it's, you know, this is the last line of defense.
Yeah.
And so if we can go out and support both our team or also, you know, also the women who are going in, it's really important.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate everything you're doing. I myself have been over to that Fairview Heights location in Illinois and been praying and watched these sidewalk counselors do their thing. And it's incredible because you see them walking up to these vehicles. You don't know how that person in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat is going to react to you. They could scream at you or do all kinds of things. And that's very brave that they're willing to take that risk to go up there and just see if they can maybe, like you said, make them pause and think and potentially save that life.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. We think that we're going to go out to the abortion facility and we're going to change the world and we're going to change everybody's mind. But that's not what we want to do. What we want to do is just have them pause for a moment and think about it. Because no woman ever wakes up in the morning thinking, yeah, I want an abortion. This is the greatest thing in the world. Every single one of them feel kind of pressured or pushed or coerced into this.
Or like it's their only option.
It's their only option. Yeah. Isn't that kind of weird? The so-called pro-choice movement doesn't give them any other options.
Yep. And there are, and I appreciate what you're doing. So again, this is Brian Westbrook, Executive Director and Founder of Coalition Life. If you want to learn more about the organization, it's coalitionlife.org. Brian, thanks for being with us this
morning.
Thank you. All right, when we come back, we're giving away Stevie Nicks tickets. Don't go away. It is that time. We told you earlier we were giving away Stevie Nicks tickets, and we're going to do that right now. This is for the May 7th concert at the Enterprise Center. Chance to win Stevie Nicks tickets. The number to call before we give you the number, caller you have to be, the number to call is 314-241-9797. Scott Jagow, pick a number.
Pick a number?
Yep. Number caller.
What is the range again? Sorry.
Ooh, we want to be nice to Drew, so maybe below 15.
Okay. 85.
Seven.
Seven. Caller number 7, 314-241-9797. You're calling to see if you can win tickets to the Stevie Nicks concert May 7th at the Enterprise Center.
I'd like to see that concert.
I mean, I know Stevie Nicks. I'm not a huge fan.
Do you know this song?
I've heard the song for sure, but I couldn't tell you the name of it. What is the name?
Stand Back.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
She's got such a unique voice. And, of course, dress as well, the way she dresses.
Yes.
She'll be in flowing robes.
Yeah.
I feel like all the artists, though, they come out with the most outlandish outfits, but somehow it's acceptable if you're on stage.
Stevie's
or
different.
In
well,
life.
If you've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I just went to this month in Cleveland, it's a fantastic place. You can get lost in there. But, yeah, you can see on display all the different things that people have worn throughout the years. And it's kind of funny. You know, for example, Mick Jagger. You look at one of the things he wore on stage, and it looks like a 9-year-old would be wearing it, so small.
They can pull it off.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, it's like Van Gogh. If it has Van Gogh's name on it, he could basically throw paint on a canvas, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is a Van Gogh original. Oh, $9 million.
Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, that's Jackson Pollock.
People get away with a lot more if you're already famous, just saying. Okay, I don't know if you know this, Scott, but the Donald Trump gave Mark Cox and me a personalized shout out. Listen to this.
All of this winning is exhausting, and I know Mark Cox is tired of winning the radio wars. We both need a trip. So I'm taking Melania to Italy. Hey, Mark Cox, would you like to ride on Trump Force One? It's incredible. We've got a couple of extra seats. And by the way, folks think Kim St. Ange, if that's right, is going to do a wonderful job in your place. Thank you so much.
That is fantastic.
Trump, you nailed the pronunciation of my last name.
That's right.
Way to go. Wow, Mr. Trump, it is an honor for the personalized shout out.
What other pronunciations do you get?
Stongy, Stone, St. Orange, yeah. Stongy, you name it, I've heard it. I respond to all of them.
Yeah, I do too. I've had that throughout my life.
Oh, I bet. With J-Gow?
It's such a simple five-letter name, but people butcher it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Shout out to Bo Matthews. He sent that to Mark, and then Mark sent it to me, and I'm just laughing out loud. I love that. I mean, it obviously was really Trump, clearly.
Because Bo knows.
Yes.
And speaking of Bo Matthews, we want to talk about his poker bash, the Big Dog Poker Bash. Go to Bo's Facebook page, and you can find out more about that.
Bo Matthews.
Oh, don't even try.
Did that sound exactly like him? I hope he's listening right now. Bo Matthews.
I told him that we were going to talk about him. He's probably in the thought tub right now.
I'm pretty sure Mark is listening too, because he texted you and said what?
He wanted to know something, why we were doing something. He wanted to know why we were playing Rihanna during his show.
Because he's not a fan of Umbrella, Ella.
And other people said, why are we still playing this when Mark's not here? Well, Mark is listening right now, and if we didn't play Sammy Hagar right now,
he would be upset.
We'd get a call about
it. We have to say bon voyage as he heads out to Italy, hoping you have a safe flight to Mark and his wife, Michelle. Have a fantastic trip. And in the meantime, Scott and I are holding down the fort with Carl, Sue, the whole gang.
We got this.
And coming up next hour, we have Jesse Duff and we have Tom Ackerman. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.